become a programmer, or learn for real, because discomfort may just be a sign of a fake school and a fake education. Adults may argue, but then they will turn right around and give each other advice that consists of little more than trust your instinct or go with your gut feeling. Crappy advice to bear no responsibility for results, yes, but it also entails trusting feelings. As a student, you are told to do the opposite. You are ordered to distrust your feelings and give up your and your parents' savings. The best advice in both instances is to use your brain. And that means you can only learn what brings you satisfaction and a sense of accomplishment. And that in turn translates to learning new things at your own pace and, more importantly, in a sequence that fits your existing knowledge. That is the second sign of a fake school. You are presented knowledge cut up and out of sequence, where you can only temporarily memorize it, which looks great on tests. This is happening because cunning old ghouls noticed something. They noticed you will go to school without asking if the education there is effective. And as a result, and since teachers get paid just the same, all schools became ineffective. These are the same old ghouls that have used and tolerated indoctrination, that kept medicine prices high while investing in those companies, and that have ended your privacy and even rolled back many of the civil rights. Those are the same ghouls that legalize drugs and criminalize woman's right to make her own decisions. Listen here and listen carefully, because these same old creeps will also force you to become a certified forklift operator and not even pay attention when those jobs are replaced by highly skilled and profitable and numerous machines. You're letting them treat you like a resource that they can strip mine. Stop it. You need real skills that will protect you in the future, which will still be uncertain for many decades as mutually assured destruction is put into play. The skills cannot be physical. They must be intellectual. There are very few powerful aims when all you have is fake education. But it just so happens that computer programming, one of the most powerful aims, if not downright the most powerful aim, is perfectly accessible. Your career options in law and medicine are not nearly as powerful as in software development. The upcoming AI will replace all the legal staff and all the medical research professionals. Programming will always win. Before you point fingers, argue with ghouls, search for evidence, sink or give up all your savings, learn programming and start with the wonderful and friendly JavaScript. Over the years, try Rust and Go and C++ and C and many others. Though make sure that they are all open source, so that no company will charge you for programming. This is something that stays safe in your mind for life, that you can learn on your own, that you can be proud of. There are no diplomas here, no resumes, only results. Many don't even stay in the office for too long. You go home, create a series of small side projects or even startups, and you'll be set for life. You should create new things, for sure. But you can just recreate what sells at first. It is a good start to learning programming. Keep it in your mind and practice software development often. And once you are there, then yes, you can go jump some college hoops for a diploma. So as long as you have a real education, you can toy with the ineffective one. When you had your fill, build a school that actually works. It is your duty to help the future, to help future generations navigate around nuclear war. Every person is meant to grow all the way up, until with effective knowledge, great adventure, well-narrated books, and love of wisdom, they rise to become great beings. Do you hear? Learn for real. Don't let the men who sold the world sell you too. Become a great and enlightened being. And may the ghouls of your era cower in their shadows and lies.